Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Baseball. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
For a second time this afternoon, the Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to Middleton High School, where we are getting ready for the third and final game of this triangular and the second game involving the Evergreens. Middleton takes on the DC Everest Evergreens in this last game, so it's the host team against the team that traveled the furthest to get here, and both of these teams lost the earlier games today. Middleton fell to the Kimberly Papermakers 6-5 in 8 innings. The Evergreens had their game come to an end on the 10-run rule in the 6th inning, losing 13-3. Alec Morrison will pitch for the Middleton Cardinals. It is his first varsity start. JV for the rest of the season. The Evergreens are going to counter with one of their JV pitchers, Austin Behrens, be the starter for the Evergreens. Kimberly is taking the field. We'll be back with the first pitch in our starting lineups after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio. FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We are new friends or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
I'm Chris Conley, and welcome back. Middleton, the Evergreens, is a visiting team. They're getting ready to lead off the top of the first, and here's the DC Everest batting order. Mason Hagenbusher will be DHing in Game 1. He caught in the first game. He'll be DHing in Game 2, and he'll be leading off. Sean Ludke, who pitched in the first game, will start in right field and will bat second. Mike Plaza, 1-for-3 in the opener, plays left field and bats third. Cody Cocker, who had a two-hit game in the first game of this doubleheader, will bat fourth and play third base. Wyatt Brown, who pitched an inning, is back in center field, batting fifth. Brady Burrell's at first base, batting sixth. Zach Hancock will catch the second game and bat seventh. The Kells are both on the infield. Ryan Kell will play second base and bat eighth, and Alex Kell will play shortstop and bat ninth. For the visiting Evergreens, Hagenbusher, Ludke, Plaza. Cocker, Brown, Burrell, Hancock, Ryan Kell, and Alex Kell to face Alec Morrison. Let's set the Middleton defense. Elliot Tannen starts in left, Matt Ash is in center, and Joe Ludwig is in right. Zach Pasdorf is the third baseman. Ivan Monreal is the shortstop. Luke Schaefer at second. Casey Miller at first. The batter, Alex Elliott, will catch. Alec Morrison to pitch. Morrison is on the rubber, set. Here's his first pitch to Mason Hagenbusher. It is over for strike one. Morrison, a right-handed pitcher, and he's a tall kid. Don't have a full roster. He's got to be above 6 feet. Looks taller on that mound. Second pitch to Hagenbusher, chop high off the plate, straight into the air. Pitcher fields it, throws on to first, and gets Mason Hagenbusher. It was a tough play coming off the mound for Alec Morrison. That ball was chopped over his head, and he was moving towards the first baseline. Came off the mound and fielded his position well, and was able to throw accurately over to first base for the first out. Sean Ludke ready to take his turn. With the Evergreens' loss in the first game, they fall to 11 wins, 9 losses on the season.
with Middleton's loss, they're 8. Obviously, being closer here to Madison, they get better weather and have had fewer games that have been canceled and not rescheduled. First pitch is outside for a ball to Sean Ludke. And the Evergreens 1 and 2 hitters, both left-handers, and that's bounced in front of the plate. Alec Morrison falls behind in the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Middleton had 11 hits in the first game here. So they've been idle for the last 2 or 3 hours or so. Pitch is just a little off the plate there. 2 balls, no strikes. As Sean Ludke bats against Alec Morrison. Evergreens got a tongue lashing from one of their coaches. The assistant coaches were hot. Pitch there is over. That's 3 balls and 1 strike. The Evergreen team meeting after losing 13-3 was out in center field. Out of earshot of everyone, but there was that was not a pleasant team meeting. Pitch there is over, and it's strike 2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We go full. Ludke batting against Morrison, just underway in our second game. Evergreen's trying to get out of here with a split after falling to Kimberly 13-3. Swing and a miss down low in the dirt. Catcher fields it on a hop, though, and will have to throw over to first, and does. And Sean Ludke is the second out of the first inning. Plaza to bat. Plaza coming into today's doubleheader was 29 of 69 for the season. I have my handy calculator here, and I'm going to update his batting average right now. As Mike Plaza was 1 for 3 in the game, which puts him 30 of 72 for the season. As Mike Plaza tries to be above 400 for the year, Plaza takes the first pitch for a ball. He is hitting 417 coming into today's game. So Plaza lost 3 points on his batting average with the 1-for-3 effort. And that is the challenge with trying to hit 400. A 1-for-3 game doesn't help you. Plaza took a pitch inside now. 2 balls and no strikes. And Plaza's 30 hits leads the team. Mason Hagenbusher is second with 33. Plaza takes a off-speed pitch inside corner. Strike, 2 balls and 1 strike. Glad you're here for a second game of Everest Baseball. It's got to be better than the first, right? Right. Evergreens fell behind 8-0. Mike Plaza, hard hit ball to short. It is fielded cleanly by Monreal. Throw across the diamond, and they get Mike Plaza by a step. The Evergreens go 3 up, 3 down in their half of the first inning. Middleton coming to bat when we come back after a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Middleton, where the home-standing Cardinals are on the bat, and let's meet their batting order. The designated hitter will lead off Jackson Keeler. Keeler will be batting in the pitcher's place. Third baseman Zach Kasdorf will bat second. Alex Elliott, the catcher, bats third. Casey Miller, the first baseman, bats fourth. Luke Schaefer, out at second base, will bat fifth. In left field, Elliott Tannen bats sixth. Joe Ludwig, the right fielder, bats seventh. Matt Ash in center field bats eighth, and Ivan Monreal, the shortstop, is in the number 9 spot. That's for the Middleton Cardinals, 17-8. Keeler, Kasdorf, Elliott, Miller, Schaefer, Tannen, Ludwig, Ash, and Monreal to face junior Austin Behrens. Behrens' first pitch to Keeler didn't make it to home plate. bounced in front of the plate for ball one. The Evergreens went 3-up, 3-down in their half of the first inning. They went 3-up, 3-down in the first half of the first game. Austin Barron's overhand found the spot there. One ball, one strike to Jackson Keeler. Again, Middleton led 4-1 in their earlier game. Gave up three runs in the fifth, allowed Kimberly to tie the game. Went to extra innings, tied 5-5. Kimberly got a run in the eighth, and Middleton could not answer, falling 6-5. Pitch misses there from Barron's. It's two balls and one strike. So these teams today both trying to avoid going 0-2. Barron's right over the top with that fastball, and it's short of the plate. Yeah, the Evergreens pitching has been a cut below the other two teams that we've seen today. And again, the Evergreens not using Brady Burrell. He's over at first base. We'll set the Evergreens defense in just a moment. Barron's gets a high strike here and battles back to three balls, two strikes against Jackson Keeler. It was a good pitch for Keeler to take. Up high, you can't really do much with it. It was a borderline pitch. Could have easily been called ball four. Instead, a payoff pitch is coming from Austin Barron. Swing and fouled off. Keeler just stays alive. At first pitch, 79 degrees. And if that is a true temperature, we've cooled off a little bit. A light breeze on what comfortably warm day. 3-2 pitch there. Didn't miss by much. But it is a full count ball to Jackson Keeler. He is walked. Evergreens pitching walked a lot of batters in that first game. 10 between four pitchers. And the leadoff man is aboard on a free pass here. Zach Kasdorf, the third baseman to bat. Left-handed batter. Kasdorf is kind of a compact kid here. See if he can get a hold of one. Evergreens play in at third. Cody Cocker is in on the cut of the grass. First pitch is a ball, and not quite sure where that was. That sure looked like it was around the plate from Austin Barron's. Barron's is a junior, has made a couple of starts with the varsity this season. Much of his pitching has been down at the JV, so in a sense we have two JV pitchers going here today. Runner is going. Hit and run, chopped back to the mound. This will move the runner over. Barron's throws over to Brady Burrell at first for the out. Runner advances to second, putting him in motion. So Jackson Keeler moves into scoring position for Alex Elliott. Again, the Evergreens just dug themselves such a hole early. And it was a combination of two things. The pitching was not good, and the defense was even worse. Evergreens would like to avoid that fate in this ballgame. Again, they were trailing 8-0. In their loss to Kimberly, 13-3. Didn't get much better. The Evergreens used two non-pitchers, Zach Hancock and Wyatt Brown, in that game. First pitch to Alec Elliott. That's over for a strike. Sure looked to me like that was outside. But the strike zone may be a little big here in the going, and I bet both the JV pitchers would appreciate that. Not sure how the hitters will feel about that today. Evergreens have a pretty big shift on. They've got the second baseman, Ryan Kell, almost behind the bag. Barron's pitch is up high. It's one ball and one strike. Actually, they have Ryan Kell behind the bag, almost thinking about trying to sneak him in behind that runner, and then they have him moving back to the right side of the infield as the pitcher delivers home. 1-1 with one out, scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. Evergreens did nothing their first half, and Middleton's on the bat for the first time. Barron's pitch there is left upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Today's D.C. Everest Evergreens baseball game sponsored by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Barron's checks that runner. His 2-1 delivery. That's over for a strike. It's two balls, two strikes. We have worked a three-man umpire crew today, something that we don't see in a lot of high school games. Usually it's one home plate umpire and one infield umpire. This makes sense with a three-man crew. Each of our umpires gets one turn at the plate and gets perhaps a quiet game over at third base. Did he reach for that one? He held up. Three balls, two strikes. Also in that first game, the Evergreens pitch count was just brutally high through the first couple of innings. It is one of the reasons why the Evergreens starter lasted only two innings. Sean Lutke threw more than 70 pitches over those first two innings. And Austin Barron's now has already seen two batters take him to 3-2, and that pitch is high, ball four. So Alec Elliott has a walk. And just like in the first game, I mean, you try and turn the page as quickly as 15-3 loss. But the Evergreens pitchers are having double throwing strikes in game two also. Casey Miller, cleanup batter hit with one out and runners on first and second. Austin Behrens could really help himself with a double play ball here or a strikeout. Here's the pitch. First ball hitting ground into the hole on the left side, and it gets through, and it's going to score a run. Actually, there may be a play at the plate. Here's the throw, and the ball was there in time, but catcher Zach Hancock unable to hold on to it, and a run scores. That was a good throw from the outfield from Mike Plaza. It was arriving around the time the runner was getting there, and Zach Hancock, if he could have applied the tag, would have had the runner dead to rights. But Zach Hancock, the catcher, did not come up with the ball that would come to him in one bounce. And Kimberly gets a one-out single and has a 1-0 lead. This game is much too similar to the first game. Because the throw came home, runners on second and third, each runner takes an extra base. Luke Schaefer, who's now batting. Kimberly with a run in, but only one hit. That lead run that scored put there on a walk. Luke Schaefer with a hit to the outfield could bring in two more. Here's the pitch, and that one's bounced in the dirt. Zach Hancock, the Evergreens' backup catcher, did a good job to stop that. So Middleton already staked to a 1-0 lead, and the Evergreens have done nothing but play behind so far this afternoon on what, at least to this point, is a lost Saturday. Still early. Evergreens need to limit the damage here and do some hits of their own. Let's see if they can do that. Evergreens play the infield out. So they're looking for an out here. The infield is back. 1-1 pitch looking to bunt the runner in. This is a perfect squeeze. It may be a base hit. Behrens, the pitcher, fields it, gets the out at first, and a run scores. A well-executed safety squeeze down the first baseline. Luke Schaefer, you know, bunting is such a lost art. How many times this season have we seen batters, even in sacrifice situations, who failed to get bunts down? Luke Schaefer executed that perfectly. Pushed it right between the pitcher and first baseman. Austin Behrens actually did a good job to go over there, get the ball, and get it over to first in time. Alex Elliott scores on the sacrifice, and it's 2-0. Elliott Tannen now to bat. The bunt also moved runner from second over to third, so Middleton has another scoring opportunity 90 feet away. First pitch to Tannen is a strike. Two runs in on the benefit of only one hit. Both of those runners who scored put there on Austin Behrens walks. 0-1 pitch, bounced in the dirt, one ball, one strike. Another difference between this field at Middleton and Simon Field is so much room between home plate and the backstop that anything that is thrown wild or gets by the catcher, runners will advance one and sometimes two bases. There's much less room behind home plate here. Pitch to Tannen is over for a call. Ball and strikes. I think it's kind of important here that Austin Behrens gets out of this first inning without allowing that third run to score. Two are already in. You want this game to stay manageable here in the early innings. So on that train of thought, this is an important pitch for Behrens. 1-2, not even close. Up high, two balls and two strikes. D.C. Everest Baseball is sponsored by Devorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see Devorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or online at DevorneyOrthodontics.com. Two balls, two outs. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Runner at third base. Here's pitch. And there's a soft line drive that's going to drop in right field. A two-out hit for Elliott Tannen. Bobbled for a moment. He'll try for second, and he'll get in there. Misplayed by Sean Lutke. Should be a hit and an error, and it is. Sean Lutke had that ball bounce in front of him and then bobbled it. Tannen will get credit for an RBI, 3-0, and moves over to second base on Lutke's mishandling of that ball in the outfield. Joe Ludwig to bat. Scoreboard has two errors posted against the Evergreens. I have one. We'll sort that out in between innings. First ball hitting. This has popped up in foul territory. Maybe room for Brady Burrell. Burrell got twisted around. It falls up against the fence. Foul ball. You know, on that play, any play near the wall or near a barrier, the fielder's got to go all the way to the fence or barrier, get a handout, find out where it is, and then come back to the ball. It's a long run for Brady Burrell, but he didn't do that the right way. Ludwig is still alive, 0-1, and he'll get a chance to hit again. Three runs in for the Cardinals, and a runner at second base with two out. Austin Barron's 0-1 pitch on the corner at the knees. Pitcher's pitch there, 0-2. Three runs in on benefit of only two hits. Oh, those walk. They'll kill you. Pitches up high. A ball and two strikes. Now, again, before you get too disheartened, the Evergreens have not used their A-list pitching in this game. Trying to save that. I mean, Brady Burrell will be the starter, and he's the Evergreens' best pitcher on Tuesday against Rhinelander, and the batter has just been hit with an inside pitch. Joe Ludwig will get first base to hit batsman. Center fielder Matt Ash will bat now, and he is the eighth batter that the Cardinals have sent to the plate. Just seemed like it seemed this way in the first game, and it seems like this in the second. The Evergreens, when they're out on the field, just seem like they are out there forever. First and second, two outs, as Austin Barron's with a high pitch count. First inning, first pitch is over on the outside corner, strike one. Barron's at least ahead of some of the batters that he's seen. Seems like also Evergreen's pitchers have been pitching almost always from behind in the first game. And, you know, that is always the danger when the first game is such a clunker like it was, a 13-3 loss. You don't want mistakes from game one to carry over to game two. And here is a two-out hit. Line drive to Lukey in right field. He's got it lined up, and he makes the catch. That brings the inning to the end. Middleton sends eight men to the plate, gets three runs in with the benefit of two hits. At the end of one inning, Middleton leads D.C. Everest 3-0. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorn!
Welcome back to Milton, where the Evergreens are batting in the top of the second inning, and they're trailing again, down 3-0. Cody Cocker, Wyatt Brown, and Brady Burrell to bat, 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order, against Alec Morrison. Morrison's first pitch at the knees for a strike to Cody Cocker. Cocker, in the first game today, brought in two runs with a single in the third inning. He was 2-3. Two of the Evergreens' three runs on Cody Cocker's two-out hit. Down low, one ball and one strike. Cody Cocker coming into the game, hitting 273. 1-1 pitch coming, hard hit to short. Fielded cleanly there by Ivan Monreal. Over to first, and Alec Morrison is now retired, the first four batters that he's faced. Here's Walt Brown. Three Brown a single in the first game, 1-for-3 this afternoon. Wyatt Brown came into today with a 200 batting average. Senior, days dwindling down for Wyatt Brown, takes a strike on the inside corner. D.C. Everest High School Baseball is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time. To find a branch near you, valleycommunities.org. Second ball hitting, slow roller to the right side. Shortstop makes a good play, but cannot throw in time to first. Wyatt may have beaten that out anyway. We'll wait for a scoring decision. The throw pulled the first baseman off the bag, but Wyatt Brown is very fast, and it will be an infield hit for Wyatt Brown. Brown chopped that ball to the left side of the infield. Third baseman and shortstop each had an opportunity at that. And by the time Ivan Monreal got his glove on it and threw it over to first, Wyatt Brown was already there, even though the throw was up the line. One out and one on. Wyatt Brown is credited with a hit. We'll go back to the last half inning and talk about that second error in just a moment. Brady Burrell is back and pitched down low. There was an error assessed in right field on Sean Lutke. Lutke on a single out there mishandled the ball and allowed the runners to take an extra base. Saw that error and scored it appropriately. The second error actually came earlier in the inning and it's charged to the Evergreens catcher. Zach Hancock had a play at the plate, was unable to hold the ball. Runner is going, Wyatt Brown, blazing speed, got himself a stolen base. The throw was in time but was down low from catcher Alec Elliott. Better throw, and Wyatt Brown may have been caught there at second base. Instead, the Evergreens will move that runner over to second, and now the catcher, Alec Elliott, is coming out to talk to his pitcher. The pitch to Brady Burrell missed, so Burrell is now ahead in the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Again, Brady Burrell playing first base, where he plays when he normally is not pitching. Burrell projects to be the starting pitcher when the playoffs begin on Tuesday. The game's at Simon Field. It will be live on Fox Sports Radio. We should talk a little about our Tuesday broadcast lineup because we have 3 baseball games coming up. Mr. Burrell misses outside 3-0. Both Walsall East and D.C. Everest have opening round playoff games coming up on Tuesday. And we have a Woodchucks baseball game as well. So how are we going to shuffle that? 3-0 pitch Burrell is taking, and he takes a strike, 3-1. The Evergreens game, scheduled for a 5 o'clock first pitch, will be live. You'll hear that in its entirety. Then we will bring you Woodchucks baseball. They are scheduled for a 7 o'clock start. We'll try and join as close to first pitch as possible, but again, you'll hear the Evergreens game in its entirety. Brady Burrell, sinking line drive, falls in front of the right fielder for a base hit. Wyatt Brown has to hold at third base, unsure if that was going to be caught by Joe Ludwig out there. And the Evergreens have runners on the corners with one out as they're trying to answer the 3 runs that Middleton put across in their half of the first inning. Best hit ball from Brady Burrell so far in the game. Here comes Zach Hancock to bat. A quick conference on the mound. Talk to junior pitcher Alec Morrison. The Woodchuck game will be on Tuesday at 7. And then we will have the Walsall East game on tape delay once the Woodchucks are done around 9:30. And we know that makes for a late night for East fans. East will be playing up in Merrill. We will not make you wait to post the podcast of that game. That podcast will be posted time at the Walsall East microsite, everythinglumberjacks.com, and on our home site, foxsportswalsall.com. Here comes Zach Hancock, who takes a strike from Alec Morrison. And we hear from a lot of fans who don't travel for the games on those rare times when we have a tape delay game that gets played back late. Doesn't happen very often, but this is a busy time of year. We have a lot of teams in action. We know a lot of fans appreciate when we get the podcast so you can listen as soon as we have it there. That's what we'll do. Evergreen's thinking about a double steal here. Brady Burrell is going to take second base, and there will be no throw. And the pitch misses, so it's a ball and a strike on Zach Hancock. So now the Evergreens have 2 in scoring position, second and third with one out. 1 ball, 1 strike. Alec Morrison comes set, and here comes his pitch to Zach Hancock. Fouled off down the third base line, strike 2. All right, Hancock is not regularly a starter. Doesn't get a lot of at-bats. Hancock needs to put the ball in play here. Middleton plays the infield halfway. So if something is hit not right at an infielder, the play is probably going to first. Middleton actually is creeping in with the pick, so they may try and cut a run down here, and Zach Hancock pops it up to foul territory. It needs to get out of play, and it does. One ball and two strikes. Evergreen's trailing early, 3-0, and it is early. We're only in the top of the second inning. Chance to get one or two runs back here. All right, again, Zach Hancock needs to shorten up and make contact with two strikes, a ball and two strikes, and it's a slow chopper to the mound, looks the runner back and throws wildly to first. Zach Hancock is tagged at first as Casey Miller, the first baseman, was pulled off the bag by a wide throw from Alec Morrison. It was an adventure, but Middleton gets the second out, and the Evergreens do not advance the runners. Wyatt Brown still stuck at third. Brady Burrell still stuck at second. And you know what? Wyatt Brown and his coach, Dave Lang, who's coaching at third, just had a pretty animated conversation. Coach shrugged up his shoulders. Wyatt Brown got his hands on his hip for a moment. And here comes Ryan Kell. Pitch is on the inside corner, and Kell takes a strike. This has been kind of a weird day for the Evergreens. Looked like tempers, coaches, and players got a little hot towards the end of the 13-3 game here, and now there's that little kind of dust-up there at the plate. Pitch is fouled off, and Ryan Kell is down in the count, 0-2. So Alec Morrison has a chance of working out of this two-hit inning. And Ryan Kell really needs to shorten up and make contact. Big moment here, 0-2, and Kell swings and misses. The Evergreens are turned away. D.C. Everest gets two runs and leaves two in scoring position. At the end of 1.5, still Middleton 3, Evergreens nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
A frustrating afternoon continues for the Evergreens. You just sensed they needed to get some of those three runs back in the top of the second, and they didn't. The inning ended with runners on second and third, and now Middleton comes back to bat with numbers 9-1-2 in their batting order. Ivan Monreal to lead off against Austin Behrens. Cardinals leading 3-0. First pitch from Austin Behrens is strike one. Against Monreal, they play Cody Cocker, the third baseman. Even with the bag, everyone else is back. 0-1 pitch, and that's fouled back over the screen. No balls and two strikes. Today's Evergreens baseball game is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sport injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. In a sense, these games don't count. Conference play is over. Pitch on the outside corner. Monreal is called out. Strike three. A little bit of chatter there as Austin Behrens gets the lead batter. Yeah, the Evergreens already know their standings in the conference. 6 wins, 6 losses, 3-way tie for second place. Nothing that happens this weekend will change that. The Evergreens already know their seeding for the playoffs. A number 6 seed, good enough for a home game, but not a first-round bye on Tuesday. So then what are you doing at an invitational like this? Jackson Keeler takes the first pitch in dirt. Ball one. Keeler walked and scored back in the first inning. Well, you try to minimize the amount of pitches that you use. Let some JVers get a start. That's what Austin Behrens is doing here. And you try and work on hitting and fielding. So far, that hasn't been there for the Evergreens. Pitch to strike, one ball, one strike. What you don't want is to go into the playoffs with this negative fielding. And so far, it's just been a negative Saturday for the Evergreens. Chopped down the first base line. That's a foul ball. Brady Burrell almost had that in front of the bag, but played it behind, and it was on the other side of the foul line. One ball and two strikes. Jackson Keeler and Austin Behrens doing battle here. Yeah, I mean, it's not so much the loss in game one. It's the way the loss happened. A lot of errors, inaccurate pitching. And towards the end of the game, just seemed like tempers were short on that Everest bench. Conversation between coaches and players out in center field was not pleasant in between games. And now here you are trailing 3-0. Evergreens have also committed two errors so far in this game. Austin Behrens trying to right the ship here. He's got one out, one ball, two strikes, and here's a line drive to left field. Base hit for Jackson Keeler. Keeler with a two-strike single becomes the first base runner in the second inning. That evens the number of hits for Middleton. Three runs, three hits for the Cardinals. Against the Evergreens, no runs, two hits. Zach Kasdorf to bat now. Kasdorf chopped back to the pitcher's mound his first time up, 0-1. Again, the challenge for Austin Behrens, hold it at 3-0, see if he can give his bats a chance. Starts Kasdorf off with a pitch that took something off that and left it up hot for ball one. Evergreens wearing their green jerseys that I'd love to see them destroy at the end of this ballgame. The numbers on these green jerseys are in silhouette and are very difficult to see. Wild pitch there, bounced in front of the plate and gets by catcher Zach Hancock. Jackson Keeler advances to second. The Evergreens do not have home whites. They have these green tops. And then they have their grays trimmed in green and gold. And the problem with these green tops is that the numbers on the back are in silhouette. They're not block numbers. When the Evergreens make pitching changes, it's a struggle all season to see them. And now you've got a hit batter. Zach Kasdorf tried to turn away from the fastball and got it in what looked like the small of the back. He moves to first base. One out and runners on first and second. Number three batter in the order comes up, Alex Elliott. So the Evergreens are again living dangerously here. And that first game, you know, we've talked about all the negative vibes surrounding that first game, didn't even go regulation. The Evergreens, for the first time this season, had a game come to an early end on the 10-run rule on a 2-RBI double in the sixth inning for Kimberly. 13-3. First pitch was a strike to Alex Elliott. Evergreens are playing Brady Burrell in at first base. Everyone else on the infield is back. Held off on a pitch that was up high. It's one ball and one strike. Elliott takes a long look at his coach down at third base. Hit and run here. Try and move the runners over. Number three batter. Got to assume that he's hitting away here. Long set from Austin Behrens. Sidestep to the plate and misses up high. Two balls, one strike. You know what? Behrens is not as effective as a pitcher with runners on base. He shortens up that step to the mound, so the mechanics are a little bit different, and he has more trouble throwing strikes on that slide step delivery than he does when the bases are clear. We've seen that with a couple of pitchers, both for and against us during the season. Needs to throw a strike here at two balls and a strike, and he does, and it's fouled off. 2-2. Yeah, if you're not a student of pitching, and when there's no one on base or when there's a runner at third, you can take that full windup. Behrens usually throws from the set. But Behrens has to shorten that step to home plate. So the actual mechanics of throwing the ball are different with runners on base. Otherwise, the runners would get too big of a jump, they'd steal on you. But he's having trouble throwing strikes with that shorter step to the plate. Here it is again. And that one didn't miss by much. Little high, three balls, two strikes. Behrens actually looked like he had his mechanics better on that delivery. Just didn't get the call on a close pitch. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Kimberly leads 3-0. has runners at first and second. Austin Barron's in a big spot. Steps off. He's got the runner picked off in between second and third. Runner there was leaning, an indication that the hit and run is on. Got him in the rundown. Throw. The runner is tagged and out. That's second out. The lead runner, Jackson Keeler, did stay in the rundown long enough to allow the runner behind him, Zach Kasdorf, to advance from first to second. So the Evergreens get the second out. The count is still 3-2. And now Alton Barrett could be one pitch away from getting out of this inning. I believe 1-5-6-5. I think we'll double check on that. And here's a 3-2 pitch that's fouled off. More importantly, there are two down. And Kimberly is in danger of having that base-running mistake cost them a scoring opportunity here in this game. I mean, 3-0, you see lots of teams come back from 3-0. When you have that early lead, the challenge is to get it back up to 4, 5, or 6 runs. Kimberly may have that by the wayside. 3-2 pitch just outside, and Austin Barron's has lost Alec Elliott. Alex gets a walk the second time in the game, goes down to first base. Runners at first and second for Casey Miller. Miller singled home the first run of the ball game back in the first inning. Single to the outfield could bring in another one here. Evergreens play the infield back. First ball swinging, fouled off down the first baseline. That's strike one. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. 0-1 to Casey Miller. Barron's comes set. Overhand pitch leaves it down low. 1-1. Kimberly, the home team here, does not have regular radio coverage of their game. There is a radio station that does a Madison area game of the week, which Kimberly put on from time to time. Pitch there is fouled back, 1-2. Kimberly fans, of course, can relive all of these moments with our podcast posted at foxsportswausau.com and at our site for Evergreen Sports, everythingevergreens.com. It's 1-2 after the foul back. Casey Miller trying to move these runners over with 2. Here is Austin Barron's pitch. Drops in, off-speed pitch, strike 3. Casey Miller did not like the call. He looked back at the home plate umpire, then walks back to the dugout. He strands 2. Austin Barron's gets 2, and Kimberly does not score in their half of the second inning. It's Middleton did not score in their half of the second inning. Middleton Cardinals 3-0. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive 0. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens turn at the plate as we go to the top of the third inning. D.C. Everest trailing the Middleton Cardinals 3-0. Numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the Everest batting order will hit Alex Kell, Mason Hagenbusher, and Sean Ludke. Evergreens let a scoring opportunity go by the wayside last inning, moved runners to second and third with 1 out, and were unable to cash in. Runners stranded by Hancock and Ryan Kell. Here's Alex Kell, senior, ready to bat here to lead off. Takes and checks his swing and fouls off the first pitch from Alec Morrison. Didn't want to offer it that, hitting on the handle, and it cost him a strike. Sun right over our head on what's become a pretty warm day at Middleton. Pitch there is bounced into dirt from Alec Morrison. One ball, one strike. Middleton has a first-class baseball facility and usually a first-class team to go along with it. This year the Cardinals have a few more losses than usual. This is a good baseball program, well-respected. Pitch inside, hit him, and Alex Kell goes down to first base. Tried to turn away and actually turned into that inside pitch. First time the Evergreens have the lead runner aboard. And with a little bit of a black and blue mark for Alex Kell. Mason Hagenbusher was retired on a good play. He chopped off the plate. Alex Morrison waited for a very high hop and rifled the throw over to first base. Mason Hagenbusher was just barely out to start this ballgame. Throw over to first, and Alex Kell is back. Kell's got a pretty big lead there. Hagenbusher looks to bunt, pulls back, and that's ball one down in the dirt. So the Evergreens, trailing by three, are looking to move that lead runner over. Mason Hagenbusher hitting 324 at the start of play today. One of three Evergreens pitchers north of 300, and they have him bunting again. Nope, swinging away, and it is line for a base hit, and misplayed by the left fielder Elliot Tannen. It gets by him. The Evergreens will get runners to second and third, a hit and an error there. Mason Hagenbusher was able to dunk that ball into left field, and then Elliot Tannen wasn't in front of it, tried to play it with his glove off to the side that went under his glove. So now with none out, the Evergreens have runners at second and third. Again, they were unable to convert in this situation with one out four. And now it's Sean Lutke who will try and get the runners in. So a hit and E7. Sean Lutke now to bat. And Middleton plays the infield in this situation. Cardinals conceding nothing here. First pitch to Lutke is over for a strike. You know, again, you can argue how aggressive you want to be in these situations. I kind of disagree with this at a 3-0 game early in the ballgame. I would play back and look for outs here. Hit to the outfield brings in two and makes this 3-2. Pitch there misses, one ball, one strike. Other people can argue that a different way, and that's why they're playing in. A ground ball to the infield, the ball's coming home. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball off the pitcher's leg, loose in the infield. The only play is to first. Alec Morrison kind of blocked that ball with his leg, went to the second baseman, Luke Schaefer, and Schaefer got it over to first in time to retire Sean Lutke. But a run comes in from third base, and the Evergreens are on the scoreboard. Lutke almost hit that right back up the middle and into the outfield. Instead, he will get credit for a run batted in. And the Evergreens now have cut the lead from 3-0 to 3-1. There is still a man at third base for Mike Plaza. Plaza, again, we updated his batting average. 417. 417 for Mike. Pitches inside, ball one. Again, Middleton would have no way of knowing about Mike Plaza's prowess at the plate. Mike Plaza finished the Valley season hitting 333 against Valley pitching. Inside, almost hit him. Two balls and a strike to Mike Plaza. All right, so this game sure looks differently if the Evergreens get this second run in. And Mike Plaza should get one to hit here. He's ahead in the count, 2-1. Alec Morrison comes set. Here's his pitch to Plaza. Bounced foul down the third baseline. That was a pretty good one to hit. Mike Plaza would like another rip at that, I would think. Instead, 2-2. Runner on third, one out. Pitches down low. Almost gets away from the catcher. Alec Elliott had to scramble to keep that in front of him. Said it went off to the side and not far enough away for the runner at third, Mason Hagenbusher, to advance. Hagenbusher initially squared to bunt and then took the bat back and singled to left field. And he moved up a base when that ball was misplayed by the left fielder. 3-1, count to Plaza. Sidearm pitch is over for a strike. Count goes full, 3-2. First time that we saw Alec Morrison really change his delivery there. Morrison is normally three-quarters delivery, came to the side. Big 3-2 pitch to Mike Plaza here. It's a ground ball up the middle. Base hit for Mike Plaza, scores a run, and the Evergreens are within one. So Mike Plaza 1-for-2 in the ball game now, and that comes very close to cementing him above 400 for his batting average for the regular season. More importantly, it gets the Evergreens to within 3-2 on that RBI, one-out single for Mike Plaza. Cody Cocker to bat. Runner at first with one out. Cocker, left-handed batter, pitches down in the dirt. Runner is going, throw is high, and still able to jump tag and put the tag on Mike Plaza. Plaza did not get a good lead there. Kind of a delayed steal, and the throw down to the shortstop, Ivan Monreal, was almost over his head. Monreal was able to get the ball, slap the tag down on Mike Plaza. Plaza is out. That's the second out. And Cody Cocker is here. Ground ball to the left side. Diving on the outfield grass and stopping it is Luke Schaefer. Throw to first. That's a nice play. Luke Schaefer on the cut of the outfield grass went down to his knees and was able to get the out. Cody Cocker robbed of what could have been a single to the outfield, but the Evergreens get two runs back on two hits at the end of 2.5. Middleton 3, D.C. Everest 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Middleton. I'm Chris Conley, and we've reached the bottom of the third inning. Evergreens trailed 3-0 and got two runs back in their half of the third, and the challenge for pitcher Austin Behrens is to keep it there. Now that his team has fought back to get in this ball game, you don't want to fall behind. 5, 6, and 7 in the Cardinals' batting order to bat, and Luke Schaefer, who made that nice play at second base, is going to lead off. Schaefer, playing back, was able to move to his left. That's towards the right field line and corral that ball in. And now a fly ball to center field, but hit right at Wyatt Brown. Brown is there, makes the catch for the first out. Elliot Tannen now to bat. Tannen singled and got an RBI back in the first inning. Evergreens now own the hit column, 4-3. Still trailing, though, in the more important runs column, 3-2. Barron's first pitch to Tannen misses outside. That's a ball. D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio brought to you by Country Fresh Meat. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Here's a shallow fly ball. Got under it, though. Wyatt Brown moving over into left center. And Wyatt Brown has time to get under it and make the catch. Two outs. Both at the hands of speedy center fielder Wyatt Brown. You know, Brown has great speed on the base paths, but I like watching Wyatt Brown play center field more than anything else. Brown covered a lot of ground. And over the course of his high school career, I mean, Brown was playing as a starter as a sophomore, has tracked down a lot of line drives that could have been extra base hits. Two outs and none on for Joe Ludwig. He is first ball hitting, line drive there, and that's into the gap in right center field. Got one, going to move on to second. It will be a stand-up double for Ludwig. First ball hitting with two outs. And just like that, Middleton got a runner on second base. And I think that was the best hit ball for the Cardinals so far there. He took that fastball with authority, hit it on a line. All right, Austin Behrens has to buckle down now, make sure that runner from second doesn't come in on a hit here. Got the first two outs rather quickly. It is a 3-2 ball game. Cardinals leading the Evergreens. The left-handed batter, Matt Ash, took something off and dropped it in for a strike. And Austin Behrens, unlike the Evergreens pitching that we saw in the first game, Behrens has shown the ability to get ahead of these batters. First pitch, strike one, gives the pitcher such advantage. Here's the pitch. That one misses up high. It's one ball and one strike. We have an unusual situation here at Middleton that the football field right behind us is being used for a football game, which means this is going to become a little bit of a zoo in a minute. One ball, one strike, just down low. Catcher bounces, throw to third, runner trying to advance, and he's in there. He advances on a wild pitch. Two balls and one strike, and now that runner is 90 feet away. Going to have to put the base back in place, and we do. Two balls and one strike is the count to Matt Ash. And Joe Ludwig, who had a double with two outs, now is on third base. And here is the 2-1 pitch, and that is over for a strike. Had the take there, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Nice pitch on the outside corner there from Austin Behrens. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Big pitch here for Austin Behrens, trying to strand that runner at third. Here it comes. Brown ball to first. Should be out of the inning. Brady Burrell bobbles it, picks it up, steps on the bag. A little bit of an adventure, but the Evergreens get the out. The run does not score. Three innings complete. Middleton 3, D.C. Evers 2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeBorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeBorneyOrtho.com.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Middleton. I'm Chris Conley, and I'll tell you this. The second game has been more entertaining than the first. Evergreens fell behind 8-0 in Game 1 and lost 13-3 to Kimberly. Playing much more competitive baseball as we move to the top of the fourth inning against Middleton in a 3-2 game. Evergreens still trying to get a run back, and here comes Wyatt Brown to lead off. Alec Morrison is up high, and that's ball one. Asking in between innings, how often we have football and baseball at the same athletic conference, because the football game makes noise behind us. Foul back, one ball, one strike. I'm told this is the first time. So our field microphones, we're turning them down. You'll hear less from the field here. Otherwise, you'll hear more from what's happening. The football field is right behind the baseball diamond. We'd give you a headache. One ball, one strike. Wyatt Brown hits this ball to right field. Right fielder gets turned around. He doesn't see it. Goes all the way up against the wall. Joe Ludwig misplayed that ball, got turned around. Wyatt Brown blazing speed around second into third, and Wyatt Brown is on third base tying run 90 feet away to lead off the top of the fourth inning for the Evergreens. Don't even think that hit Joe Ludwig's glove, even though he misplayed it, so that's got to be a triple, and it becomes the Evergreens' fourth hit of the ballgame, a triple for Wyatt Brown. He's 2-for-2. He had no other way to score it when it doesn't go off the fielder's glove. Brady Burrell will bat now. Burrell is 1-for-1. Line drive single last time up, and he's got a chance to tie this ball game. Wyatt Brown, a leadoff triple. First pitch to Brady Burrell is down low for a ball. And we were talking about Wyatt Brown's speed just in the last inning. We saw some of it there. He got around second and into third very quickly once he saw that that ball was going to be up against the wall as Ludwig couldn't find it. Ludwig turned to his right and then needed to turn to his left. All that time, the ball was sailing over his head. And here's a line drive. Hit to left center field. Center fielder is turned around and is able to make the catch. Wyatt Brown, though, is going to tag as that ball went all the way out to the warning track. Wyatt Brown will score, and the ball game is tied 3-3. Brady Burrell hit that one deep, all the way to the warning track. Matt Ash again turned to his right and then to his left and made kind of a basket catch out there at the warning track. Still more than deep enough to get a run in and to tie this ball game 3-3. RBI for Brady Burrell. Here's Zach Hancock. First ball swinging, bounced foul down the third baseline. Hancock is one of two Evergreen batters who left two men stranded in scoring position back in the second inning where the Evergreens did not score. With one out, the runners on second and third, Hancock bounced back to the mound, and Alex Kell, who waits on deck, struck out. Check that. That's Ryan Kell. Pitch there is over to Hancock. So he's behind in the count, no ball, two strikes. One out and the bases are empty, but more importantly, the Evergreens have tied this game against Middleton, 3-3. Pitch to Hancock, misses outside there. It's ball and two strikes. Alec Morrison has been the starting pitcher, and he's working here in the fourth. 1-2 pitch, and that's popped up. Shallow center field. Maybe one of the infielders will get this. Second baseman is calling. Luke Schaefer is catching, and there's the second out. So Schaefer retreats into the shallow outfield for the second out here in the fourth inning. And Ryan Kell will bat. D.C. Everest Baseball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ryan Kell starting at second base. Alex Kell is the starting shortstop, awaits on deck, pitches outside for ball one. Bases are empty, two outs, but the Evergreens have the tying run already across in this frame. Wyatt Brown's leadoff triple and Brady Burrell's long sacrifice to center. Pitch misses there, two balls and no strikes. Alec Morrison, the junior pitcher here for the Cardinals, is making his first varsity start down with the JV for most of the year. Pitch there is over. Nope. Down low, 3-0. Thought that was a strike down at the knees. Umpire disagrees. And Ryan Kell is ahead in the count. 3 balls, no strikes. But the base is empty. I'd let Ryan Kell hit here. He's taking all the way. Takes a strike. The argument against making him take is that you won't get much different of a pitch at 3-1 than you would at 3-0. So now I would imagine Ryan Kell has the green light. And the 3-0 pitch is coming. He is hitting, and he fists it behind second base. Second baseman Luke Schaefer is over and makes the catch. It brings the inning to a close. Wyatt Brown's triple and a sacrifice fly tie the game. Bottom of the fourth is next. Evergreens and Cardinals are tied 3-3. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorns!
Nine, one, and two of the Cardinals' batting order are ready to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shiny new one, 3-3. And here is Ivan Monreal, who swings and misses at the first offer from Austin Behrens. Monreal struck out his first time, 0-for-1. Evergreen's played better in this second game. They've gotten better pitching from Austin Behrens. That's been a huge difference. Pitch there just misses. Top of the batting order awaits. Jackson Keeler in the on-deck circle. Walked and singled, so he's yet to be retired. And here's a line drive right field, bounces in front of Sean Lutke. It's a leadoff single for Ivan Monreal. So just like that, the Cardinals put the tying run, the go-ahead run, back on base. Monreal did a nice job there taking that to right field. Got a pitch he thought he could do something with and served it right in front of Sean Lutke. We have shared this stat a couple of times, and we will share it with you again. In baseball, when the lead runner reaches, he scores half the time. Behrens' pitch now to Jackson Keeler, strike one. 3 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors for the Evergreens. 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for the Middleton Cardinals. Middleton trying to retake the lead. They led 3-0. And Austin Behrens off the rubber, and the runner retreats first base. So this could be kind of a frustrating afternoon for Middleton. They gave up a 3-run lead in their first game against Kimberly and have given up a 3-0 lead here, although we still have some baseball left to play here. We're only in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch for Behrens is up high, and I believe we're at 1-1. Yes. Home plate umpire turning towards us in the high press box. We appreciate that. Keeler is a left-handed batter against right-handed pitching Austin Behrens. Threw over to first. Behrens almost threw wildly, almost threw over the head of first baseman Brady Burrell. We've seen that far too often this season. Pickoff plays to first base that turn into errors where runners take one and sometimes two bases. Want to stay out of that here. Waiting on a 1-1 pitch with none out and a runner on first. And Austin Behrens misses up high. Again, I'd hinted at this earlier in the game. Behrens is not as effective when he has to shorten up that step, when he has to change his mechanics with a runner on base. And the challenge here is he gave up that lead-up single, so he may be pitching the entire inning with a runner on base. Pitch there, just misses up high. 3-1. Yeah, Behrens does not have as good control when he has to use that slide step towards the plate. Austin Behrens coming ready for a 3-1 pitch and misses up high. He's walked Jackson Keeler. None out now, and there are 2 on. Runners on first and second for Zach Kasdorf. Kasdorf is a lefty, and because he's not a particularly tall kid, this is a top strike zone now that Austin Behrens is going to be working towards. Behrens has to throw strikes here. He's got to trust his defense. As shaky as it's been at times, and he just hit so much for throwing strikes, he's just hit a batter to load the bases. Yeah. End of day for the Evergreens. You battle back to get this game tied 3-3, and then you're having trouble getting the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bases are loaded. There's no one out, and Elliott to bat. Elliott has worked out walked in both of his plate appearances, so officially not having at bat. If he puts the ball in play here, the likelihood is that his team will retake the lead. Tied 3-3, and the Evergreens in danger of falling behind again. Still looking for the first out, and the bases are full. First pitch, and he just hit him. Back-to-back hit batsman, and that is going to cost the Evergreens a run. The runner from third, Ivan Monreal, comes in to score because the bases were loaded. And it's 4-3. The cleanup batter, Casey Miller, to bat now. Jackson Keeler is at third, Zach Kasdorf is at second, and Alex Elliott is at first. Two of those runners there by hit batsman, Casey Miller, to bat. And Miller hits a line drive to right field. It is caught there by Sean Lidke, but it is deep enough to score a run. And scoring from third base is Jackson Keeler. So the Evergreens out. Middleton gets a run, and they now lead 5-3. The other runners, well, the runner from second advanced on the sacrifice. Zach Kasdorf moved from second to third. So we now have runners at first and third with one out for Luke Schaefer. Double play is in order. That would bring the inning to an end. Catcher Zach Hancock out in front of the plate, setting the defense now for the rest of the Evergreen infield. Sign here for what you want to do on a double steal. And a sign here for whether you want to try and play at home or the double play. Shortstop and second baseman are back. We'll try and turn two here. Runners are both going. Fake the bunt, and the runner will take second base. There'll be no throw down. So now two men move into scoring position. Luke Schaefer is the batter. We're still pitch to Schaefer, I believe, was a ball. And again, there are runners at second and third with only one out. Middleton has retaken the lead 5-2, and that pitch didn't miss by much. 2-0. Elliot Tannen, who is 1-for-2, awaits on deck. Schaefer sacrificed back in the first inning, moving two into scoring position and flying out to center field, so he's 0-for-1 in the ballgame. Austin Behrens delivering his 2-0 pitch, ground ball to third, just foul. Two balls and one strike. Fox Sports Radio brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.com. Two and one with one out. And here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to short. Going to be a tough play here for Alex Kell. Kell doesn't come up with it cleanly. Run comes in, and the Evergreens, again, unable to get an out here. See if this is scored a hit or an error. Should be an error on shortstop Alex Kell. See what the see how this is posted. Yep, there'll be an error there on the shortstop, Alex Kell. Runner comes in from third, an unearned run, and the Evergreens, you know, they trail 3-0. Now they're down by three runs again, 6-3. Slow rolling ball there. And you know what, there will be an RBI credited there because the runner was going to score from third base regardless. So it is an error that allows the runner to reach first. But Luke Schaefer will get credit for an RBI. And here comes Elliot Tannen. Tannen takes strike one. Yet frustrating again for the Evergreens. Trailed 3-0, battled back 3-3. And now given up three more runs here. This all started with a leadoff single. Pitch there is on the outside corner to Elliot Tannen. He's down on the count, no balls and two strikes. There is still only one out. There are runners on first and second. So the Evergreens have committed three more errors in this ballgame. Should talk a little bit about how that is going to bode for the postseason. Could be a good talking point for this ballgame. And here's a ground ball up the middle, played behind the bag. Stepping in second is the shortstop, Ryan Kell, on to first. And the double play is completed to bring the inning to a close. Alex Kell stepped on the bag after fielding that ball and then was able to throw over to Brady Burrell at first base. Evergreens needed that double play to minimize the damage. Middleton gets three runs back, and at the end of four innings, Cardinals 6, Evergreens 3, back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Middleton, where we've reached the top of the fifth inning. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens are behind again. They now trail 6-3. Alex Kell, who committed an error that allowed the inning to continue at the bottom of the fourth inning, is going to lead off the top of the fifth. Alex Kell was hit by a pitch and came around to score in the Evergreens' two-run fourth inning. He leads off here against Alec Morrison. Ground ball to third. Zach Kastorf handles the first pitch and throws over to first base. First out. And Mason Hagenbush to bat. Wow. Hagenbush to bat with no one out. With one out, rather. Evergreens need three runs to get back into this ballgame. This pitch to Hagenbusher is over for a strike. This is an absolutely incredible situation that we have going on here at the ballpark. We'll see maybe between innings we can do something about it. 0-1 pitch. Pitch to Hagenbusher there is up high. It's one ball, one strike. The field behind us is being used for a football game, and we've got a spread and like a live audience here in our press box. It's one ball and one strike. And Hagenbusher, did he check his swing? Yes, he did. It's two balls and a strike. They play Hagenbusher in at third base and back at regular depth on the infield. Pitch to Hagenbusher looked like that was inside. No, that's a strike. It's two balls and two strikes. And now Alec Morrison comes set. 2-2 pitch, he just hit Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher gets knocked down. You know what? Mason is hurt. Hagenbusher was hit trying to get out of the way of that pitch. He hit the ground hard. It looks like Mason Hagenbusher got the wind knocked out of him. He is going to get first base, although I think there's going to be a pinch runner for him here. Mason Hagenbusher took that pitch inside. It hit him, and he fell backwards while he was trying to get out of the way of that pitch. And Hagenbusher has still not gotten back to his feet. Coach Dave Langbin is out. And the first base coach also is taking a look at him. And Hagenbusher is almost reaching at his leg. It's kind of indicating like he fell funny on this. Wow. Still looking at Hagenbusher. Now they're rolling up his pant leg to take a further look here. So we are in a delay as we play the top of the fifth. It is 6-3 and there's one out. And the Evergreens are going to have a runner on first base. Now Mason Hagenbusher is being helped to his feet. I don't think Mason's going to run out here to pinch run for him. Nope, what do I know? Mason Hagenbusher is walking down to first base. He'll run for himself. And Sean Lipke is getting ready to bat. We apologize for what's going on behind me. If there was a way for me to stop it, believe me, I would. Sean Lutke is ready to bat. Left-handed batter with Mason Hagenbusher on first. And you know what? Mason still looks like he's walking a little gingerly out there. He's got a small lead. First ball hitting, golfed into right field. The right fielder, Joe Ludwig, is there, and he makes the catch. And there's the second out. Now Mike Plaza is ready to bat. So we have a runner on first base and two outs. Kind of a big at-bat for Mike Plaza. Of course, we have been concerned and have been talking about Mike Plaza's individual stats. Mike Plaza here needs an extra base hit to try and help the team, trailing by three runs. First pitch to Plaza is inside, and that's a ball. Alec Morrison has gone the distance here. Morrison is making his first varsity start for Middleton, and he's been more than adequate. Evergreens have been able to hit him. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And here's a hard hit ball to the shortstop, misplayed by the shortstop behind second base. Everyone's safe. That's going to be an error there. Ivan Monreal was over behind second base, but that was a more routine play than anything else. And he should have been able to retire the batter there. Instead, everyone is safe. Hagenbusher advances to second, Plaza to first, and Cody Cocker is ready to bat. And now we're getting a visit from the coach, and we're going to have a pitching change here. He's already indicated that someone is coming in from the bullpen. Why don't we take a one-minute break during this pitching change? There are two outs. The Evergreens have runners on first and second, and we're playing the top of the fifth. The Evergreens are trailing 6-3. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox, the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Justin Bieber, he was dissed in Monaco. Get this, he requested to meet Fernando Alonso. He was shot down. Fernando said, nah, you know what, I'm too busy. I ain't got time for that. I love it. The best part of it was Justin Bieber with Bernie Ecclestone, the top guy in F1. He hangs out, goes in there. You got to see the picture. I tweeted it out yesterday. Bernie Ecclestone looks like, who the hell is this kid? And what the hell is a selfie? He just has that look. I laugh at it every time I look at the picture. It's hideous. You got to see the picture. You'll laugh your ass off.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Middleton High School, where the Cardinals have made a pitching change. New pitcher coming in is Adam Nutting in relief of Alex Morrison. Morrison works 4 2/3 innings and stands to be the winning pitcher in this 6-3 ball game. But the Evergreens bring the tying run to the plate here with two on and two out. So they are looking really for Adam Nutting to be the fireman, to put out a little bit of a fire here in the top of the fifth inning. Nutting is still responsible for the runners at first and second, but he cannot be the losing pitcher here. The worst that could happen to Alec Morrison is that he could be no decision. Warm-up throws are being completed by Adam Nutting. Comes on in relief of Alec Morrison. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Easy Living Management, longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Evergreens have cleanup batter Cody Cocker scheduled to bat. The two runners who are on base are there without the benefit of a hit. Mason Hagenbusher was hit by a pitch, and Mike Plaza is on base because of an error in the infield, an error that would have ended the inning. So instead, Middleton needs four outs to get out of this inning, and here comes the first pitch to lefty Cody Cocker. Pitches up high over Cocker's head, ball one. Wyatt Brown awaits on deck. Brown is 2-for-2. Led off the fourth inning with a triple and scored the run that tied the game on a Brady Burrell sacrifice slide. Love to see Wyatt Brown get a chance to hit here. Pitch to Cocker is down low, two balls, no strikes. And Adam Nutting looks like he's having a little trouble finding the plate. A left-handed batter here. And here is the two balls, no strike pitch to Cody Cocker. Bounce to the shortstop. This should end the inning. Forced over the second, and the Evergreens are turned away in their half of the fifth. So Adam Nutting came in from the bullpen and got the out that he needed to bring the fifth to a close. Bottom of the fifth is coming up next. Middleton leading D.C. Everest 6-3. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Overnights will never be the same.
Grab some dial tone.
It's the Ben Maller Show.
Turns out that Tiger Woods is going to miss his second consecutive major because of this back surgery, and he's, who knows, well, he's going to come back. Could this be career ending for Tiger Woods? Is Tiger Woods never going to golf again? Does that question have to be asked? I think it does have to be asked, right?
Ben Maller Show.
Ben Maller, late nights on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Middleton leading by three and is looking to build on this lead. The Evergreens have made a pitching change. Austin Solomon is coming on in relief of Austin Behrens. Behrens stands to be the losing pitcher unless the Evergreens have a comeback. We'll complete the line on Austin Solomon in just a moment. Solomon, we know, hit two batters. Again, Austin Solomon allows six runs. And of those runs, five of them are earned. Austin Solomon recorded two strikeouts, allowed four walks, and hit two batters. So Austin Behrens' day is done. Austin Solomon comes in. Now, it is encouraging to see Austin Solomon on the mound. Solomon left his last start with an injury. Solomon did something to his shoulder the last time he pitched. Joe Ludwig to lead off. First pitch from Solomon is a strike. Now, Austin Solomon's pitching in the D.C. Everest versus Merrill game from last week. Left in the middle of the fourth inning and was grabbing at the shoulder on his pitching side and left the game and did not return. Pitch there is outside. It's one ball, one strike. Solomon, Joe Ludwig. Ludwig back in the third inning had a double. Advanced to third on a wild pitch, but did not score. Evergreens pitcher at the time, Austin Behrens, was able to get a ground out to third base to bring that inning to a close without costing him a run. Pitch there is outside. It's two balls and one strike. And here comes Solomon's pitch. That is on the outside corner. It's two balls and two strikes. Evergreen Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. 2-2 pitch coming here. And it's a ground ball foul down the first baseline. We'll do it again. Matt Ash, 0 for 2 on deck. In fact, he is the only Matt Ash in the on-deck circle who is yet to reach base. It is 6-3 ball game. Evergreens trailing here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Solomon's 2-2 pitch. Fouled back into the screen. Wasted a pretty good pitch. Two balls and two strikes. Six to three, hits are even, 5-5. Evergreens have committed three more errors. Those errors have not been as costly. There's a ground ball to third. Cody Cocker bobbles for a moment, throws to first in time. There's the first out. Cody Cocker did a nice job staying with that. Came up on the heel of his glove, but kept it in front of him, and that gave him time to pick it up and throw over to first for the out. And here comes Matt Ash to bat. Ash is a left-handed batter. Ash grounded to first base and fly to right field. He is 0 for 2. That's with one out and none on, and takes the pitch on the outside corner. Ash is a left-handed batter, so it's lefty against righty here. And that pitch was on the outside corner, strike one. No balls and one strike. Evergreens cannot fall any further behind. They still have six outs to work with, but need three runs to find. Pitch there is up high. It's a ball and a strike. D.C. Evers Baseball, sponsored by Tlusty & Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. 1-1 pitch looking to bunt. This is a good bunt down the first baseline. Austin Solomon off the mound. Picks, throws wildly. You know, he had to throw over the runner's head. There's no interference there, but it's an error, and it's going to be a two-base error. Austin Solomon was coming off the mound, had to throw kind of in the line of the runner who was moving up the line and threw wildly to Brady Burrell. An error on the pitcher with one out, and the runner advances to second base on the bad throw from Austin Solomon. Bottom line, though, is that that was a really good bunt from Matt Ash, even though we won't get credit for a hit there. You want to push that bunt if you're going to bunt it up the first baseline, where the pitcher has to make an athletic play to get it, and Austin Solomon did. And here comes Ivan Monreal. Monreal is 1 for 2 in the ballgame and takes a pitch up high. Monreal's a right-handed batter. Again, Middleton kind of looking for insurance runs here, and they have an opportunity thanks to the error. Pitches down low, two balls and no strikes. Jackson Keeler and the top of the Middleton batting order on deck. Pitch here, Austin Solomon trying to aim that in to buy himself a strike, and instead he missed up high. Three balls, no strikes. Solomon could not have thrown more of a batting practice-type pitch there, but still didn't find the zone. He's behind here, 3-0. Here is Solomon's pitch, and that is a little bit high, ball four. A four-pitch walk to Ivan Monreal. Now there are runners on first and second. The walk puts a force in place at any base. There's going to be a runner coming out here for Middleton. Got it. Jackson Keeler to bat now with runners at first and second. Keeler is a left-handed bat here against Austin Solomon. One out, two on. Keeler tried to check his swing. Doesn't matter. Pitches on the outside corner for a strike. Zach Kasdorf on deck for the Cardinals. Wind picking up. Blowing now straight out to center field. Wind blowing across the outfield and blowing in earlier. Pitch bounced in front of the plate. Delayed steal. Throw down to third base. Safe. And the runner advances from second to third. Pitch was down in the dirt, so it was going to be tough for Zach Hancock to handle it anyway. And the runner now advances. There are runners on the corners. Evergreens trailing by three after coming back to get this game tied 3-3. Really can't afford to fall any further behind. Zach Hancock, the catcher, now sets the defense here because, again, the double steal could be in order. Middleton appears to be a good bunting team. We've seen them bunt a couple of times, so, I mean, a squeeze play could be in order here. All of the runners looking at third base, coach giving his signs. The count is one ball and one strike with one out. Austin Solomon comes set. Here's his pitch. Down low in the dirt. And Zach Hancock has to block it. The runner is going to move up to second base on a wild pitch. Runner wasn't going there. The runner took advantage and took that extra base when he saw that the pitch bounced in front of home plate. So it wouldn't be a stolen base for Ivan Monreal, who advances there. But now a hit to the outfield could bring in two and could really break this thing open. Here's pitch to Jackson Keeler, and that's down low again. Suddenly Austin Solomon, who normally has good control, is having trouble finding the plate. 3-1. Austin Solomon on in relief of Austin Behrens. Solomon got that first out, then committed an error of his own. pitch here is down low, ball four, bases are loaded with one out. Zach Kasdorf bat here. Matt Ash is at third base, Ivan Monreal is at second, and Jackson Keeler at first. So the base is loaded with Cardinals. Evergreens would love a double play here. They got a double play to get themselves out of an inning earlier in the ballgame. Evergreens now play the infield in. All right, the Evergreens realizing that they can't give up another run here, bring in, so the play is coming to home to try and get a force here. As Kasdorf, the third baseman, bats. Here's the pitch. Pitch is up high. Yeah, Austin Solomon has lost his control at the wrong time in this ballgame. Cardinals 6-3, and they're looking for more. Solomon comes set. 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Solomon needed that strike and got it. It was a borderline pitch. And with the bases loaded, a huge difference for a pitcher being behind. In the count even at one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike with one out. Here's the pitch. And there's a ball that's hit through the drawn-in infield, a base hit. And this is going to break open this game. One run will score. Two runs will score. Two RBIs with one out for Zach Kasdorf. And now it is 8-3 Cardinals. Yeah, the Evergreens did themselves no favors there. Error, two walks, loaded up the bases. So when you can give up two runs and the other team needs only one hit, well, that's what living dangerously is all about. So the single for Zach Kasdorf brings in two and really puts the Evergreens up against it here. Alex Elliott is now batting. And there's a base hit for Elliott. Elliott singles into right field, not deep enough to score a run. And just like that, the bases are full of Cardinals again. Back-to-back singles. Still only one out in an 8-3 ball game. Jackson Keeler is the man at third. Zach Kasdorf is at second. And now Alex Elliott, whose first pitch swinging and singled, is on first base. Evergreens again play the infield in. Casey Miller, the cleanup batter, is at bat. And Austin Solomon kind of dug himself a little bit of a hole here. First ball swing, ground ball to the second baseman. Coming home for the force, there's one, and that's all the Evergreens will get. That's the second out. So Casey Miller grounded right to the second baseman, Ryan Kell, and Kell threw home and was able to get the second out. No run scores on that play, and now there are two down. Bases are still full of Cardinals. The number five hitter, Luke Schaefer. You just get the feeling that the damage may have already been done. In what was a 6-3 ball game at the start of the inning, two more runs coming in, 8-3. Schaefer reached on an error, sacrificed 0-2. First pitch to him is a strike. D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. 0-1 pitch. And here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Should end the inning. Forced to second, and the Evergreens are out of it. Alex Kell to Ryan Kell covering to bring the inning to a close. The Evergreens allow two more runs to score. Two walks, a throwing error, and two hits. At the end of five complete innings, Middleton 8, D.C. Everest 3. Evergreens still have six outs to work with. Let's see if they can cut into this when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Initiating startup sequence. We do this all for you.
Tell me more about this.
From our insiders.
Bill Ryder, you're joining us.
There he is, Kirk Morrison.
Jay Glazer, thanks a million for coming on with us.
To the breaking news and what's trending.
Three big NFL stories all breaking within the last couple of hours.
When it goes off in your world of sports.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
We do it for you.
Let's just see how big this thing is.
We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
We've reached the top of the sixth inning, and the Evergreens are sending numbers 5, 6, and 7 in their batting order to bat, but they trail now by 5 runs. I believe that is Adam Nutting, who is coming out to work another inning. Yes, it is. Nutting came on with two men on base in the fifth inning, got that third out, and continues to work here. First pitch to Wyatt Brown. He swings and misses. Strike one. Brady Burrell and Zach Hancock also scheduled to bat. Pitch here, wild outside. Adam Nutting, I didn't tell you before, is a left-handed thrower, so they changed from a right-handed pitcher, Alec Morrison, to Adam Nutting, a left-handed pitcher. So everything turned around here. Again, Wyatt Brown, a triple and a single, 2-for-2 today, out in front there and fouls that off. It's a ball and two strikes to Wyatt Brown. Brown steps out and now comes back in to face Nutting, 1-2. Nutting looks in at Alex Elliott, his catcher, to get his sign. There have been some defensive changes. I believe there's a new first baseman out there. Wyatt Brown out in front, swings and misses, and Wyatt Brown is retired for the first time in the ballgame. He's a strikeout victim. BC Everest Baseball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest Evergreen Sports. Brady Burrell steps in. Burrell singled on a line back in the second inning, then hit a long sacrifice to center field. Brady Burrell had warning track power there. His out was caught, but allowed a runner to tag from third, so Brady Burrell got an RBI there. Evergreens need base runners here, and the first pitch to Burrell is over the outside corner for a strike. Evergreens out hit 7-5, four more DC Everest errors, including one there in that second inning. Pitch outside, not by much. One ball and one strike. Zach Hancock awaits on deck. One out and none on. Brady Burrell's out in front of that, pops it up behind home plate. Is there a play? Nope. Over the screen and into the crowd. A ball and two strikes. One, two, one out. Evergreen scored their runs in the third and fourth inning. They tied the game 3-3. Then gave up three runs at the bottom of the fourth and two more runs in the fifth. Falling behind again. Pitch outside to Burrell, two balls and two strikes. Again, Brady Burrell, after this game, will be focusing on his pitching. He'll be the starter Tuesday against Rhinelander, 5 o'clock start on Fox Sports Radio. Here's a pitch hit on the line into left center field. Diving catch, center fielder not able to come up with it. Center fielder Matt Ash laid out for that ball, and it fell just out of the reach of his glove. And Brady Burrell's got himself a double. He is 2-for-2 today. So the Evergreens need base runners, and they've got one at second base now with Zach Hancock ready to bat. You know, Matt Ash, center fielder, don't blame him at all for laying out. When you have the 5-run lead, you can try and make that spectacular catch. If this is a 1-run lead or you don't want to put the tying run on or into the plate, then you've got to play that more conservatively. Yes, you take a shot at making that catch. Swing and a miss here at Zach Hancock, waves the high fastball. No balls and one strike. Ryan Kell, who did not start in the first game, but the starting second baseman in this second game, is awaiting on deck. Evergreens lost the opener here 13-3. That pitch is fouled off. Zach Hancock is down on the count, no balls and two strikes. And here comes, no balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. 0-2, swing and a miss. And Zach Hancock goes down after seeing just three pitches. He is the second out. Ryan Kell now to bat. And if the Evergreens are going to have any possibility of coming back in this game, they've really got to pick up that run at second base. So we'll need a two-out hit here from Ryan Kell. It is the top of the sixth inning, so it's getting late. Here's Ryan Kell. Big lead for Brady Burrell at second base. They're thinking of trying to sneak in that second baseman behind him, and now we've got time. Has someone in the dugout asked for time, or Brady Burrell asked for time? Whatever, just as the pitcher was about to deliver, we had a stoppage. Burrell is the runner at second. Ryan Kell is the batter. And we're still waiting for Nutting's first pitch to the plate. Here it comes, and it's fouled back for strike one. Two outs here as we play. Umpire needs a new ball after foul. I believe he reached in, and that ball bag was empty. All right, here we go. Adam Nutting came on in the fifth. Stands to be the winning pitcher for Middleton here. 0-1 pitch coming. That's fouled back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. Today's broadcast brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, socks, and all your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Wausau's West Side. Adam Nutting is one strike away from getting out of this game. No balls, two strikes. And here comes the pitch to Kell. Fly ball to right field. This is going to end the inning. Joe Ludwig is there. Make the catch, and the Evergreens waste a one-out double from Brady Burrell. He does not advance beyond second base. Bottom of the sixth is coming up next, and the Evergreens are on the short end of an 8-3 score. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back as the bottom of the sixth inning is on at Middleton. And it looks like the Middleton Cardinals are going to send up a pitch hitter. Nolan Kuba is going to bat here for Elliot Tannen to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. A chance to give some at-bats to players who normally don't play all that much because you're working on a five-run lead. Austin Solomon is back out to work the bottom of the sixth. And here's the pitch, swing and miss to start off Nolan Kuba. Kuba's a sophomore. Joe Ludwig is scheduled to bat. It's going to be a pinch hitter for him as well. Brennan Malley is on the on-deck circle, and it looks like he will get a chance to bat here. That ball is fouled off. No balls and two strikes. Evergreens fell behind in this game 3-0. Got back 3-3, which is going to make this loss a little more frustrating unless things get turned around. Checked his swing there. Yep, did not bite on a high fastball. Two strikes. None out as we play the bottom of the sixth. Here is Solomon's pitch. Down low there. Two balls, two strikes. Salomon's fifth inning was adventurous. He allowed two walks. One of them came around to score. Another was cut down at the plate on a ground ball to the infield with the bases loaded. Salomon also had a throwing error. So he allowed two runs with the benefit of only two hits. He misses down here. The count has gone full now on pinch hitter Nolan Cooper. Elliot Tannen, who is not taking his turn to bat, will finish the game 1-for-3. He had a single back in the first inning, where Middleton pushed three runs across. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And just missed. Ball four. Nolan Cuba has walked. Again, leadoff runner on. And a pinch hitter coming up here. This is Brendan Malley who's going to bat. Joe Ludwig was scheduled to bat. Ludwig finishes the game 1-for-2. He reached twice, doubled, and was hit by a pitch. First pitch is fouled away for strike one. We're in the bottom of the sixth, though it is late in the second game of a doubleheader. Evergreens have already lost their first, 13-3 to Kimberly, and are now trailing 8-3 to Middleton. Throw over to first, and the runner is back. No balls, one strike. Pitches inside. One ball, one strike now. Today's Evergreens broadcast sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. And our website, everythingevergreens.com. Come out to the game, post your own pictures using the hashtag EverythingEvergreens. Ground ball to third base. Got one at second. Throw on first. Ooh, he looked like he was out there at first base. And the umpire does not give the Evergreens the call. Maybe the ruling is that the first baseman came off the bag. That is Josh Merchant, who's over at first base in place of Brady Brell here. So the Evergreens get one out, do not turn two. It was Cody Cocker who began the turn on that attempted double play, got the ball over to Ryan Kell, but the Evergreens get one and not both of the outs. There is one down. There is a runner at first. Matt Ash will take his own turn at bat. Ash's last at bat in the fifth inning really had a big outcome in this ballgame. Ash bunted, pushed it up the first base line, and Austin Solomon came off the mound but then threw wildly to first base. It was a two-base error, and with one out, two of those runs would come around to score. Full one pitch here, and that's fouled back into the screen. No balls and two strikes. Ivan Monreal is scheduled to bat. In fact, he is in the on-deck circle. Should the inning continue? Evergreens would love another chance at turning a double play here. 0-2 pitch coming to Matt Ash. Throw over to first. And the throw gets away from Josh Merchant. A throwing error, and the runner's going to advance. And there's no reason to throw over to first base in that situation. You want to get the out at the plate. And instead, you just move a runner into scoring position on a wild throw from Austin Solomon. It is Solomon's second bad throw of the ballgame. We just talked about the throwing error on the bunt. Now he throws wildly over to first base. So now there's a man in scoring position for Matt Ash, and he awaits the 0-2 pitch down low, almost through wild to the plate. One ball and two strikes. Really like to see Austin Solomon buckle down here and get this strikeout. One ball and two strikes. One-two pitch. And here is a line foul just outside of our press box. Press box location here is up very high along the third base line. Have a good view of the field. And because we have that extra height, you know, we call the game from the third base line when we're home at Simon Field. It's the extra height that gives us a good look at left field, which we normally don't see. Here's the pitch up high, two balls, two strikes. Austin Solomon struggling here to get this elusive strikeout against Matt Ash. It seems like Matt Ash has been at two strikes forever. Just won't go down. It is 2-2. We'll be back with Evergreens baseball on Tuesday. Back at home. Check swing down the third base line foul. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes. Austin Solomon gets another baseball. Two balls, two strikes. One out and a runner on second. Moved up on throwing error. Again, the Evergreens, you know, they give their opponents so many opportunities between wild pitches. There's a pitch on the outside corner, strike three, and Matt Ash has gone down looking. That is second out. The Evergreens give their opponents a lot of extra opportunities between the errors and the walks. There have been two hit batsmen in this game, too. And, you know, all of those are the equivalent of hits. And all of those extra men on base have really come back to bite the Evergreens in this ballgame. Ivan Monreal to bat with two outs. Again, his team already leads by five. A hit to the outfield could make it a six-run lead. He's first pitch swinging, swings and misses. Monreal is a single walk and a strikeout, so he's one for two, and he's scored twice. When the Evergreens come up to bat in their half of the seventh, 9-1 and 2 in the batting order are due up, including Mason Hagenbusher, who looked like he was injured when he was hit by a pitch. So we'll see if Mason takes his turn. Pitch is inside. It's strike to Ivan Monreal. There are two outs, and so far, so the damage has not gotten any worse after that two-run third. Pitch is down in the dirt. Throw to second. Do they have him? Oh, he's safe at third base. Yeah, I think that's the right call. Check with our official score. Are we going to score a pass ball or a stolen base there? If it was, it was a delayed steal. Score a wild pitch to move him up. Yeah, that's correct. The runner was not going and took the extra base after the pitch was down in the dirt and kind of squirted away from Zach Hancock. The count is two balls and one strike, and the runner is moved from second to third base. So another insurance run is that much closer. Two balls and one strike as Austin Solomon looks in. And this pitch is fisted in right field, shallow right field. Coming in is Sean Lipke. He's under it, and he makes the catch. And that brings the inning to the close. All right, it started in the bottom of the inning as a five-run deficit and stays at a five-run deficit. The last at-bat for the Evergreens is coming up, trying to avoid a no-win, two-loss day at this triangular. We'll be back to see how it ends in 1 minute. D.C. Evers trailing 8-3 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tlusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Evergreens down to their final three outs as the top of the seventh is on, and the Evergreens trail 8-3. Luke Schaefer will come out to pitch for Middleton. Adam Nutting came on and got the final out in the fifth inning and then worked scoreless sixth. So Nutting pitches 1 1/3 innings. He allowed only one hit, struck out two, and walked none. Middleton has not allowed a single walk in this ballgame. Evergreen's pitchers have allowed seven walks. Looking for what's the difference between one team and another? That's one of it. Errors in the ballgame? Five. They committed four errors in the first game. The Evergreens commit nine errors over the course of a triangular in two games. Middleton's committed only two errors. And by the way, that error figured in one of the runs the Evergreens scored. Only one of the Evergreens runs is earned. Alex Kell is going to lead off against Luke Schaefer. Schaefer is a right-hander, and Alex Kell is a right-handed batter. First pitch is a ball, and following up the fastball down low, two balls and no strikes. Evergreens need base runners. Our broadcast brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch there is on the corner inside, 2-1. And the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Visit us online at bonejoint.net. You know, if I wanted an audience, I'd invite people to come over here. Appreciate you not doing that. Pitch there is singled, and the Evergreens have a hit. Singled by Alex Kell to right center field. Mason Hagenbusher will now bat. Let's see if Mason actually takes his turn here, if the Evergreens are going to send someone else up here. Hagenbusher was hit by a pitch, and while he was brushed back, it fell awkwardly. Nope, Hagenbusher is going to bat. And, you know, Alex Kell, I had him for a hit. Sorry about that. There's a lot going on here. It was a long out for the first out in the ballgame. The Evergreens down to the final two outs. Hagenbusher for the ballgame, hit by a pitch, as we told you, 1-for-2 besides that. His single in the third inning came around to score. Takes a pitch over, it's strike, one ball, one strike to Mason Hagenbusher. Pitch there to Mason Hagenbusher, almost hit him again. But he hopped back and avoided that. It's two balls and one strike. The Evergreens are going to have Josh Merchant on deck. Here's a ground ball to second. This is going to be the second out of the inning. Fielded by the second baseman and thrown on to Casey Miller at first. And now the Evergreens are down to their final out. And there's going to be Josh Merchant, number 18, who will hit here for the Evergreens for the first time today. Merchant is a big, broad-shouldered kid. He's a junior, so he'll be back next year. Merchant has played some first base, mostly when Brady Burrell has been pitching. And Josh Merchant for the season, 2-14, 6 hits and 28 plate appearances. The pitch is up high to Josh Merchant for a ball. Greens down to their final out here, and they're on the short end, 8-3, in danger of a long back. 0-2 in this triangular. Merchant swings, misses. It's one ball, one strike. It is Luke Schaefer who is trying to work the final outs here. And the pitch there is over for a strike. One ball, two strikes. On the outside corner, Merchant didn't agree with it and steps out. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Here's the pitch, side-armed, and Merchant does not swing at it. Misses very wide. Two balls, two strikes. Mike Plaza, who is 1-for-3 in the ballgame and is still above 400, would bat if Josh Merchant reaches. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and the ballgame is over. Luke Schaefer comes and works a 3-up, 3-down, 7th inning. And congratulations to the Middleton Cardinals. They've defeated the D.C. Everest Evergreens 8-3. We'll be back with a very quick final wrap-up after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome to Middleton High School, where it is an 0-for-2 afternoon for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They lost the opener 13-3 to Kimberly and have just been defeated by the Middleton Cardinals 8-3. Final line score, Middleton with 8 runs on 7 hits and 2 errors. Evergreens only managed 6 hits in the second game, 3, 6, and 5 more errors. Alec Morrison, his first varsity start for Middleton, is the winning pitcher. He worked 4 2/3 innings. He allowed 3 runs. Only one of them was earned. 5 hits, struck out 2, and walked none. Middleton pitching today between their 3 pitchers, no walks, no free passes allowed by the Cardinals today. Evergreens have the loss go to Austin Behrens. Behrens worked 4 innings, gave up 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 were earned. Behrens struck out 2 and walked 4. Austin Solomon making his first pitching appearance since that injury from last week in the game against Merrill. Solomon pitched 2 innings, allowed 2 hits. He gave up 3 runs, only one of them was earned. Solomon committed 2 errors in the field, struck out 1 and walked 3. Austin Solomon in this comeback game struggled with his control. Our next Evergreens broadcast is coming up Tuesday. We're off to the high school baseball playoffs. That's a home game at Simon Field, so make a note it's not on your schedule from the beginning of the year. Postseason play arrives Tuesday, 5 o'clock first pitch, 4:45 broadcast time, as the Evergreens take on the Rhinelander Hodags. We will talk again at that time. Until then, have a pleasant afternoon. From Middleton, the Evergreens drop 2 at the Middleton Triangular. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good afternoon, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baysman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Teleski and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, InterCity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.